Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Erie House Radio. Sorry about that, gang, but I have zero control over volume. I have zero control over my own studio, and I can't even start the segments. This is awful. But Dave and I have agreed to something. Unless you want to hang out until 9 o'clock, let's hear your votes in the chat. You want to try to wait until 9, but personally, I don't know what we're going to do. We planned a show about mummies. We had some great radio for you from Crime Club and also from The Avenger. Also, Ripley's Believe It or Don't or Not or something. And that's part of our mummy weekend. Now, it's all going to hinge on whether Blog Talk gets their stuff together. And we'll see. I'm going to try something sneaky here and see if I can dial out. I don't think so because I have zero control here. They keep telling me I'm not connected, but you guys are telling me you can hear me. Is that correct? Let me know, chatters, if you can hear me now. I have no idea how I'm in here, Dave. I called in and got all these error messages, recordings, and then all of a sudden the show started, and here I am, and I have zero control over my own studio. I can't even play the radio show segments. There's, like, no start buttons. So we apologize. We have a contingent plan here if stuff doesn't get together real quickly. Gosh, and I had so much to talk about with mummies today. And tomorrow, assuming, again, Blog Talk gets their stuff together. But we shall see. Mummies are a big time in history, as you know. Mostly we think of them from Egyptian culture. But I was reading some stuff today of how many different cultures around the world mummified their dead. Some intentionally, some not so much. I mean, you know, we've all heard of the Iceman and different things like that, but It is believed that in Egypt, the early history, even maybe possibly predating the pharaohs, they would bury their dead in pits in the desert. Well, it was naturally so dry, they were mummifying naturally, and it became part of their culture and religion to preserve bodies in many sick ways. This article further refutes the removing of brains using a metal hook, when actually, as I think it was described in the Brandon Fraser version of The Mummy, the young lady, Rachel Weisz, described, you know, the librarian, described they muck them up a bit with a stick, which is really what they did, and then they let it just run out the nose. They'd kind of liquefy it by a violent stirring. Isn't that pleasant? Hey, this is Eerie House, ain't it? I know we promised you old-time radio, but no, Dave, we can't reset. There is no way to reset. Once you miss your broadcast time, you're done, baby. The best we can do is perhaps reschedule the show if we don't get some activity soon. But I don't think we will. I'll just amuse you with more mummy chat while I try to do a refresh here and see if maybe that will allow me to control the studio a little bit more and we can get some radio. I doubt it, but it's worth a try. You are not connected. Yeah, we're not going to get any radio tonight, I don't think, radio shows. I'm going to babble at you for a little bit here. And before I leave, I'll let you know when we reschedule tonight's programming for. So that'll be coming up an announcement soon. But back to the mummies, because we love our mummy, don't we? It later built into their culture where there were three levels, I believe, of mummification during the time of the pharaohs. And the very wealthy, you know, hey, they went all out and used a lot of different spices and preservatives and fragrances and what have you for the dead. And, of course, buried them with lots of stuff they're going to need in the afterlife. But it's amazing how many other cultures, Africa, Libya, South Africa, Asia, China, Iran, Siberia, Philippines, yes, even in Europe, they call them bog bodies over there, finding perfectly preserved bodies in bogs. The Canary Islands, the Czech Republic, Denmark, Hungary, Italy, well, we can imagine that, North America, Canada, Greenland, Mexico, Australia, New Zealand, South America, all had mummies or mummy discoveries all throughout the centuries of really humans of all ages, some as young as 6 months. And it's amazing with the forensics that they have now, they can even determine what their last meal was, what they looked like, what they died from. Kind of late to catch the criminal, but hey, because there were a lot of, that's the other cool thing about mummies that I think builds itself into the culture of the stories. We have these radio shows, these movies, and that's how that was done. Sorry, got distracted by an incoming message. Hopefully there'll be an announcement on where we're going next. But, I imagine your favorite mummy movies. I don't know if any of you noticed, but I posted up on my personal page as well as the Eerie House page this classic picture of Karloff from the 1932 version of The Mummy. And I remember once I had that on my desktop at work, and I was asked to remove it because it was creeping people out. One lady even said, "It seems like the eyes are following me." And let me tell you, what we'll do, gang, is we're going to move tonight's show to tomorrow. So tomorrow will be tonight's programming, and then I'll make a new ad for Sunday. Sunday night we'll do the hour and a half show. The programming we were going to have tomorrow, we'll have on Sunday, and we're going to move tonight to tomorrow at 6:30. It'll be a full two-hour show with the stories we planned to bring to you tonight. And, of course, just to recap, that was The Avenger and Crime Club and Ripley's Believe It or Not, plus other treats and audio surprises. So join us then. Me and Karloff and Christopher Lee and all your mummies are going to wish you a good night. Thanks for giving us a shot tonight. Don't know what happened with Blog Talk. I feel a nasty letter coming on the outgoing box. So thanks again for listening. I can't even get Jimmy to say goodnight or Vincent to blow out the candle if I time it right. So thanks again and good night. I'm out of here. We'll pick up again and look for us tomorrow at 6:30 Eastern for Erie House Old Time Radio. Bye-bye.